From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials identify a third attacker. The man was killed during the Paris terrorist attacks in November. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg. He is believed to have traveled to Syria with a group of other people in late 2013. The suspect's name has not been officially released, but French media are identifying him as Fouad Mohamed Agad. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testified before the Senate Armed Forces Committee Wednesday and urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria. Carter criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being, in his words, preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen and not paying enough attention to the fight against the Islamic State group.
And just this past week, I personally reached out to my counterparts in 40 countries around the world in the coalition and ask them to contribute more.
He said the international community has to step up the fight against IS before another terrorist attack happens. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the two shooters in last week's California massacre were radicalized before they met online and started discussing jihad and martyrdom about 2 years ago. FBI Director James Comey told the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday that the two were inspired by foreign terrorist groups. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment that will allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017 and potentially to remain in power until 2034. The Rwandan government announced late Tuesday that the referendum will be held on December 17th for Rwandans living abroad and December 18th for those living in Rwanda. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is criticizing European governments for limiting how intelligence agencies share counterterrorism information around the world. Speaking in London, Lynch called it particularly disappointing that the European Court of Justice recently struck down the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement that allowed U.S. companies to easily send customer data from the European Union to servers based across the Atlantic. In October, the European Court of Justice ruled Safe Harbor invalid after a Facebook user aired concerns about the safety of his personal information following revelations by fugitive security leaker Edward Snowden. With time running out at climate talks near Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged nations to set aside differences and reach a strong agreement. He announced the U.S. will double grants to poor nations to adapt to climate change. Lisa Bryant has more.
With just hours left to go to reach a climate deal, Secretary of State Kerry summed up his message in just a few words.
Our task is clear. Our moment is now. Let's get this job done.
Negotiators now have less than 2 days to reach an agreement aimed to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius or less over pre-industrial levels. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Tanzanians marked their country's Independence Day Wednesday, not with a parade, but by cleaning the streets. President John Magufuli was one of several top officials who picked up trash around the capital, Dar es Salaam, as part of a nationwide cleanup exercise. Pakistani officials say peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban are likely to resume as early as next week. The latest development comes as Afghan and Pakistan leaders meet in Islamabad to discuss the fledgling peace process in Afghanistan. Ayesha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
The officials who requested anonymity say an internationally guaranteed and monitored peace process is likely to get underway next week. They added Pakistan wants an international presence in the entire process because of the long history of mistrust and suspicions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Speaking at a news conference after the meetings, Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani confirmed an understanding has been reached on starting the reconciliation talks with the Taliban. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
An overnight Taliban assault Tuesday on a key airport in southern Afghanistan killed 37 people and wounded 35 others. The violence continued into Wednesday. A group of at least 10 heavily armed suicide bombers wearing uniforms of Afghan security forces stormed the airfield in Kandahar. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.